Airport board's now in session. Any invocation to?
I'll be happy to. All please rise. Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to gather on behalf of our community. Thank you for the opportunity we have to have input into our local government, our airport. Thank you for the country we live in that allows that type of participation. Lord, bless this food and nourish for our bodies, and our bodies to thy service, for those of us who ate. And Lord, I want to be especially thankful at this most special time of the year, Christmas, and the family and other components of the Christmas season, the birth of Jesus Christ, and the Christmas season in general. Thank you for all of that. Amen.
Amen.
Like, and that's not here anymore.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There is some food here for anybody that would like to partake of some Olive Garden. I guess that comes from
Shelter.
Shelter. Shelter provided that.
Thank you to Shelter.
So, if you didn't eat, you're welcome to.
Can we have a roll call?
Yeah. Kevin Crawford.
Here.
Randy Klein.
Here.
Lincoln. Howard.
Here.
Chuck Savage.
Here.
We have one.
Has everybody read the minutes from the last meeting? Is there a motion to accept the meeting?
Minutes is read.
So move.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, unfinished business.
All right. On the GA terminal, the rental cars moved to the temporary facility, and they've been operating out of there for about, I'd say about a week now. The car washing was moved to the temporary facility of the old fuel farm that's over by my office, and they started operating there about 2 days ago. And the demolition of the original terminal building commenced today at 10 o'clock, and the machines are chewing it apart as we speak, meticulously. They take a little bit of the steel out, and they put it in the steel pile, and they take some of the tin from the roof off, and they put it in the tin pile, and concrete pile, and whatnot. So they're just not taking a D9 dozer to it and knocking it down. So, we expect the demolition will be take about 7 days to get it all completely done and hauled off.
When is that going to start?
The demolition started today.
Today.
Yeah, so I recommend after this meeting, drive over there street side and take a look at it. It's you won't be able to see it much longer. We did get some pictures. The newspaper was out this morning, so you'll probably see something in the paper either this afternoon. We've had a total of 3 change orders on the terminal project, and there's a 4th one proposed. First change order increased the contract $13,000, and that was to design the expanded parking lot, which was an alternate we didn't actually pick, but we knew it was going to happen in the future, tied to some of the land transactions we had. So we elected to design it. It also extended the contract 21 days, moving the substantial completion date out to October 3rd of 19. The second change order decreased the contract $24,574. There were several value engineering items, so it reduced the total contract to basically $6.027 million. Change order number 3 extended the contract time 30 calendar days to November 2nd of 2019, and that extension was due to some design review delays the stuff during the design phase. The fourth change order, which is going in front of City Council, and I would ask for your approval on it, it adds the expanded parking lot component, which was an alternate in the original bid. We didn't have the money at the time to include it when we approved the initial contract with Ausley. We do now through the sale of the Beautiful Moments property. So in order to get that moving forward, we...
Are you able to show where that is again for us with no member?
How many spaces does that add?
It will add 34 spaces in a ready return lot, but it also reconstructs the vehicle entrance, the circulation loop, and the exit for the terminal. We get that all repaved and done up nice.
So how many spaces will we have?
30 total?
Total.
I'd have to do the calculation to get back to you, but we're adding 34.
That's got to be good.
If you stand by, I will show you.
Yeah, if you have a graphic of that, it would be so much easier. We could see it.
Can't have too much parking, but I can see it.
Absolutely.
The parking's going to be a problem right away.
Yeah. The parking lot's already full, and the terminal's not even built. That's,
yeah,
that's a problem.
Well, we've started enforcing the no overnight parking, and it's significantly less full. That's it.
What about people who rent cars and leave their car there? Is that going to be possible? I mean, that's not allowed?
We put the signs up for no overnight parking. So if they really want to park overnight, I guess they can ask us and record their information. But what we want to deter are the people that are just parking there and not utilizing the rental cars.
So if somebody comes in, I don't know, some of our people do that. We don't do many from here and other places. But they rent a car in lieu of putting miles on their personal car and getting a mileage reimbursement. So. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where they put their car, different ones in different ways.
Well, so far we haven't had any complaints by posting the signs up or anything like that.
But the parking of all the rental trucks?
That will be on the north end.
They'll move up to where
they're in the grass right now on the north end of the parking lot. We don't have a permanent solution for that just yet. I'm sorry, I'm trying to connect so I can get the right graphic for you. But I think I'm going to have to...
Well, of course, Shelter is going to have a lot to do with giving us input once they're operating the terminal and have their business in there, and got the restaurant and everything else. So
yes.
I suspect, as Mr. Klein said, it's a problem now. We probably don't have enough parking places. Cross that bridge when we come to it.
So this is not the greatest drawing. I had one that actually outlined what was being done on the expanded parking lot. Basically, we'll get this area repaved all the way around through here. This is part of the addition, and then looped around here. And then we are adding this parking lot. This is the 34 spaces. And that's the expanded parking lot change order.
Move it. I'll move it.
Move to approve?
That's what I meant.
Is there a second?
Move it.
I'll second it. Any discussion? It seems like a no-brainer to me.
Let me finish my speech on it. So.
All right, sure.
So we are expecting some additional change orders beyond this one for the steel tariff and the marquee sign up front. It will be a nice digital marquee sign. I've got a schematic in the presentation to show you for that. All of these items are eligible for FDOT grant. Once we get all the totals, we're going to submit the request to FDOT, get the grant, And basically it's 50-50 percentage.
Yes.
Thank you.
When you're through with that part before you go to the next item, I had a question. Just a thought.
Was there a vote on that?
No, we're still discussing.
Okay.
It was motioned and seconded, I don't recall.
All the question.
I thought you said you wanted to say something.
Oh, I did, and I said thank you.
All right.
Just clarify.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I had a question after we got to the vote.
Go ahead.
Is there a plaque currently on the terminal building?
The existing one?
Yeah.
There's not. There's not. We had a framed portrait of Jim Taylor that we saved, but there wasn't a dedication plaque on the building.
So
there's one on this building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when they did that, it's, you know, of course, maybe what is much in vogue in the 50s, the late 50s. So. But it would be nice if they had done one of those. We could have removed it and put it on the new terminal somewhere and put an explanation.
Well, I will share this with you. The terrazzo floor in the building, we're going to save some pieces of that, and we'll cut out some medallions, and we'll get it laser engraved with something that commemorates the original building. We'll be able to pass it out to the airport board, the city council, and other important people like yourselves.
When the airport was built, other than the hangar that's radio shop hangar down there now that they moved from the old airport, and a little hangar next to it, there was nothing out here, and that was a real live building. I mean, they built a nice airline terminal, because that's what it was. Eastern Airlines came and went.
Yes, sir.
Different time, different story.
Moving on.
Yeah.
T hangar construction. So we've carried this on several meetings. In order to build T hangars off of the ends of the existing buildings, we're looking at the drainage improvement to $311,000. Building construction, it's probably around $1.2 million for a total cost of $1.5 million. There's 16 people on the wait list. We could probably get 25 units if we built off of these four ends right here. 24 or 25. We'd essentially fill this in with a pond here, or we'd create a pond here and the spoils from here, we'd fill this one in. Connect the drainage infrastructure to send it this way. That would help develop this site, because right now this site doesn't have any drainage ability. We'd have to create ponds for that site.
So that would allow the tenants to build without having to have a DRA.
Right. Or the DRA would be more of a master plan DRA instead of these individual ponds like we have at this point.
Takes up a lot of room in a very small lot.
It really would. So the dirt from here would have to go somewhere. It makes sense to put it here. Looking at other means and methods, we wouldn't be able to do this until after the terminal project.
We're going to move that so it's not right on the frontage of 60th Avenue.
The pond?
Yeah.
This pond?
Yeah.
Well, we can't build anything here anyway
because
of the crosswind runway, so it actually it's pretty decent use.
Okay.
In fact, if you might remember, on the other side of the taxiway there is not usable for buildings.
Because of the transitional surface off the approach zone. So.
I think that taxiway is a little bit in that airport and runway zone.
So there's room to put additions on four buildings, 24, 25 units at today's price, $320 a unit, it's $8,000 a month, $96,000 a year.
That makes good sense. I mean, you know, having to move the drainage retention area is a costly thing, but the infrastructure cost of the taxiways and the ability for the FBO to service that area and everything about it is better than going to a new site, which is the next move we'll have to make.
Right. So the other news that I have on this, the state will fund these D hangers at 80-20, not 50-50. So I think I presented the 50-50 perspective for last meeting, but I got clarification from the state on that. It's 80-20 money.
This would be eligible for that?
80-20 money, so we could really leverage some funding to get that done. We're going to look at programming the project in a year where it makes sense with FDOT. So it could be 3 or 4 years out when we get it done with that coming on.
So it only costs about $300,000, right?
About that.
Taxiway?
Okay. Taxiway Alpha Rehab. So the bid opening on this project was October 16th. DAB Construction was a low bidder, about $5.6 million. The grant was submitted as part of the supplemental airport improvement program that the FAA has. It's a little different program because it's a supplemental grant program. So the grants went to Washington, D.C. The grant requests went to Washington, D.C. They didn't go through the normal channels. We're still waiting to hear from the FAA on the grant. We need to hear by February 15th, otherwise we're going to have to either renegotiate the cost with DAB Construction or rebid the project. We're not sure when the FAA will actually issue the grant because it's tied to the budget appropriation packages that are currently being negotiated between the three different divisions of government in Washington. So that being said, I don't have high hopes that we're going to get the grant in this season, unless something miraculous happens with the appropriations packages. But if we don't get the grant, we'll rebid it, resubmit the grant application to the Orlando Airport District Office. It's already on their program. Barring something unforeseen, we should get the grant sometime around summer. And so construction in October. If we get the grant now, then we'll start construction this spring.
The grant is for the whole cost.
I'm sorry?
The grant's for the whole cost.
It is not. It's 90% FAA, and then we'll ask the state to come up with 8%, and then the city will come up with 2%.
Still a pretty good deal.
It's
from the city's perspective.
We're hoping for spring of 19, but it's probably going to be October of 19 when we start. And it's a 15-month construction project because of all the different phases.
And what's it going to involve exactly, moving the taxiway back?
We're not moving it at all. We're just fixing some of the connector fillets to make those meet current FAA design specifications. We're eliminating some of the direct connection connectors. Where there's a direct access to the runway from the ramp to the runway. So some of those are being eliminated. We're creating connectors to take up, to make up for those ones that were and then we're repaving the entirety of taxiway.
Are they going to allow for bigger aircraft to utilize them?
No.
Still not 757?
We're still limited to 757s on the 50-foot wide taxiway. So to expand to larger, wider aircraft, we would need a 75-foot wide taxiway with paved shoulders, which is what we're looking on the west side of the taxi of the runway. Future taxiway Charlie to come.
If that ever happens,
will
that cost about the same thing as this?
Phase one would. Yeah, probably more. Phase one for the taxiway Charlie would probably cost around $10 million.
Will the airport have to be closed then?
We will not close the airport, but certain sections of taxiway Alpha will be closed. When we designed this, we didn't have a future hangar going on at Alpha 10. Now we do have a hangar down there, so we're going to have to integrate that into the phase in the taxiway Alpha. So that will present some challenges.
Significant change the way we do this.
Yeah.
Last item is the airport signage.
So this is what the marquee sign will look like. at the entrance, it'll be a little different. We're going to get rid of the the little mountain here. It'll be flat. And we'll redo the landscaping. But this is consistent with a lot of the other marquee signs the city's putting up at most of their other locations, open to the public, the parks, and things like that. We'll be able to program different messages on a four-color banner, scrolling marquee. So we'll be able to put your birthdays up there. But it looks good. We think it's going to cost around $47,000 with the brick base, which is consistent with the other signs that are going up as well. It's part of the, it'll be a change order, but it's eligible for the FDOT funding, part of the project. We had an allowance in the existing contract with Ossley Construction for about $9,000 to redo the entrance sign. But this is first class. It's deserving of what we're building. And frankly, we're surprised that our existing sign is still standing with the hurricane. That's what it's going to look like. I want to mention the car wash pad. This will be a future change order with Ossley Construction. It is not eligible for FDOT funding. We will have a canopy over the temporary car wash. We'll be able to relocate that to the new car wash, save about $20,000 in the project. But even then, the new permanent car wash pad with the landscaping, the pavement, the piping, the drainage, oil water separator is still probably going to cost around $40,000. It's still yet to be designed. Don't hold me to that 40 number, but that will be a future change order in the Austin contract.
Now, where is the permanent car wash going to be?
That one is going to be way off on the side, on the south side of the parking lot.
At the terminal?
At the terminal, but not in the front of the terminal like they've been doing. Cleverly disguised around some tall landscaping.
As long as I make it look nice, I don't think the folks at City Hall are going to be real happy with what we have now with the new terminal.
Yeah.
Washing cars on the front porch of the
right.
terminal building.
Can you imagine?
Not going to sit well.
So that was just advisory. The tree clearing is going well. This is in relation to the AWOS not meeting current siting criteria. We had an option. We could wait a year and spend $150,000 in relocating it closer to where the VOR is, or we could spend $40,000 of FDOT money and clear the trees around it and bring it up to current siting specifications.
One of the concerns I have, and we went through this once before when we cleared a lot of trees down at the other end, at that time, city engineer and more or less related, all of the trees down there is blackjack oaks and trash trees. Well, after looking at it and really looking at the site, both those sites, all those sites down there, there's a lot of oaks, really, really nice trees. I think if we're going to do something like this again, we should do some kind of reasonable tree survey, and particularly trees around the edge of the property and other places, save them. You got 50-year-old oak trees that would be nice in the future and out of the way, and just to go, the rest of the developers can't go do that in our community, what we're doing here. The city's not supposed to be able to do it, but yeah, we're doing it here. And
well,
I think that's an exception that needs to be looked at. And I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
So, I'm not a tree hugger, but having a few trees around, in terms of a site, greatly enhances, the curb appeal of it as years go by. And if you got some you don't have to take down, or they're really nice trees and you can work around them, leave a few trees. Just don't make a cow pasture of it.
Well, I think the intent was to make the space around the AWOS consistent with
that. I would have moved. If it had been my, I wasn't here on that, but I would have voted to move the AWOS where it really needs to be in the first place, more representatively at the cost of the, where you got a real open area around the VR. We talked about that in the past and didn't get there. So, you know, we're taking down a lot of really nice trees. Thinking of cow pasture out of it. Not very smart on our part from an aesthetic standpoint, in my opinion. That's all I have to say.
Well, they requested extend their contract to January 15th to finish the job, and we're going to add $4,800 to the project to reseed with ryegrass. So, because if we seed now with Bahia that's currently in their contract, it'd be a waste to reseed in the winter. So we'll put down the ryegrass, and then we'll come back sometime in mid-March and reseed with the hay.
Sometimes they do that with a mixture of the seeds, and you can get both. Did you ask them about that?
We didn't.
Can't do that because of the time of year?
Yeah, the hay wouldn't take. We worked with our contractor, or not our contractor, our engineer.
Because the ryegrass is short-lived. It'll be gone by the spring.
And we understand that, but it will it'll help tie the dirt together. It'll actually help the Bahia take root. So. Moving on to Fish and Wildlife. Mike Burke, he's a pilot for FWC, retired. It's really not clear what FWC is going to do. They pulled the airplane out, and the office has been unattended. Nobody's filled in the gap. So we're not sure if they're going to keep the space or not. We've got a call into Tallahassee, just waiting for them to make a decision.
So they have a district office here. Did you call in?
We went to Tallahassee. That's where the aviation stuff is.
Yeah. The regional office for the central region is in Macau. That's one of the reasons they were here to start with. Because I don't know how many regions there are in the state, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, all of our dealings have always been up in Tallahassee. The lease is centered up there. Any issues that we've always had has always been up in Tallahassee. So, any contact that we've had with the local regional office, they've referred us to Tallahassee.
Makes sense.
But they're still paying the bill, so it's we're not going to force them into a corner just yet. But we do have options if they do decide to leave. Forestry wants the space. They want the space back for offices and probably bring another helicopter. Moving on to operations. Our operations continue to do really well. Right now we're at 66,700. We'll finish above 70,000 for the year. Really happy to see that. You look at graph the totals for total operations, this is what it looks like. There was a little blip in 2014, but for the most part, we've had some steady growth after the tower opened in 11. So,
nice spike up there this year. We've been in the low 60s.
Yes.
Last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of training traffic. Flight school is really driving that number. On the fuel sales side, we are just shy of 3% over on our total fuel compared to this time last year. Our avgas is at 4% and jet fuel is at 2.6%. When you look at the graph on fuel, you got total fuel is the blue line, jet fuel is the black line, and then avgas is down here, that's the red line.
That little spike was when the fire bombers were here?
Yes. Yeah, they accounted for about 100,000 gallons of fuel. It was a nice blip, but you can see our operations are about 70,000 right now, and operations and fuel sales are relatively consistent. So, with the fuel sales generally up here, we estimated maybe 100,000 operations a year. This is what we use to justify the control tower. And that's how we estimated.
They were at 90,000 movements or something like that.
It was closer to 100,000? Yeah. Yeah, it really was. And our avgas, that you can kind of see that blip in avgas because the fire bombers were burning avgas as well. The P2V Neptunes were here. The turboprops. I'm sorry, not the radials with the turbojet engines that burns avgas. So we saw quite a bit of fuel sales from that time frame. But aside from when the Shelter Landmark transition took place, fuel sales have been on a steady increase. And this number in 2018 is my estimate. This is guessing based on last year's December what we're going to do. So this is, I think we're going to end up close to 800,000 gallons of total fuel sold for a fiscal year. Calendar year 2018. And that's it. That concludes my presentation. Be sure to check out the terminal on your way out. Drive through the parking lot.
See what's left of it.
See what's left of it. Yep.
Anybody in the way? Stay on the airport now. The new fuel truck. I don't mean the fuel truck. I mean the firefighting truck.
Oh, the ARF truck. No, the ARF truck remains at Station 4 right now, and they pre-position it when we have the airline flights coming in.
Where's Station 4?
Across from the CF College.
Any comments from board members? I hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Merry Christmas.
All those in favor?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Okay.
If you didn't get a plate of food, please help yourself.
There's a chairman next
year. I just ate before I got here.
Next year?
Yeah.
This will be in February. We're going to elect.
Oh, in February.
Oh, there's no meeting in January?
Yeah.
No meeting.
But in February, we elect a new chairman.
You can't dip out in January. You got to work. You're going to be here January.
All right.
The salary you're making, do this, and you're going to dip out on it.